It couldn't. That it was hindered, limited to indirect, gradual means of destruction, like falling ash and the light-stealing mists. Still, those methods would eventually be effective, unless ruin was stopped. But how? It was imprisoned before, but what did the imprisoning? She'd once assumed that the Lord Ruler had been the one behind Ruin's imprisonment, but that was wrong. Ruin had already been imprisoned when the Lord Ruler had traveled to the Well of Ascension. The Lord Ruler, then known as Rashik, had gone on the quest with Alendi in order to slay the presumed Hero of Ages. Rashik's purpose had been to stop Alendi from doing what Vin had eventually done, accidentally releasing Ruin. Ironically, it had been better that a selfish man like Rashik had taken the power, for a selfish man kept the power for himself, rather than giving it up and freeing Ruin. Regardless, Ruin had already been imprisoned before the quest began. That meant that the deepness, the mists, weren't related to Ruin, or at least the connection wasn't as simple as she'd assumed. Letting Ruin go hadn't been what had prompted the mists to start coming during the day and killing people. In fact, the day mists had started to appear as much as a year before she'd released Ruin, and the mists had started killing people some hours before Vin had found her way to the well. So what do I know? That Ruin was imprisoned long ago, imprisoned by something that perhaps I can find and use again? She stood up. Too much sitting and thinking had made her restless, and she began to walk, feeling her way along the wall. During her first day of imprisonment, she'd begun, by touch, to scout the cavern. It was huge, like the other caches, and the process had taken her several days. However, she'd had nothing else to do. Unlike the cache in Urto, this one had no pool or source of water. And, as Vin investigated it, she discovered that Yeoman had removed all of the water barrels from what she assumed was their place on the far right corner. He'd left the canned food and other supplies. The cavern was so enormous that he would have had trouble finding time to remove everything, let alone finding a place to store it somewhere else. However, he'd taken all of the water. That left Vin with a problem. She felt her way along the wall, locating a shelf where she'd left an open can of stew. Even with pewter and a rock, it had taken her a frightfully long time to get into the can. Yeoman had been clever enough to remove the tools she could have used for opening the food stores, and Vin only had one vial's worth of pewter remaining. She'd opened some 10 cans of food on her first day, burning away what pewter she'd had inside of her. That food was already dwindling, however, and she was feeling the need for water. The stew did little to quench her thirst. She picked up the can of stew, carefully eating only a mouthful. It was almost gone. The taste reminded her of the hunger that was a growing complement to her thirst. She pushed the feeling away. She'd dealt with hunger for her entire childhood. It was nothing new, even if it had been years since she'd last felt it. She moved on, trailing fingers on the side of the wall to keep her bearings. It seemed like such a clever way to kill a mistborn. Yeoman couldn't defeat her, and he trapped her instead. Now he could simply wait for her to die of dehydration. Simple, effective. Perhaps Ruin is speaking to Yeoman too, she thought. My imprisonment could all be part of Ruin's plan, whatever that is. Why had Ruin chosen her? Why not lead someone else to the Well of Ascension? Someone easier to control? She could understand why Ruin had chosen Alendi all those years before. During Alendi's time, the well had been sequestered high in the mountains. It would have been a very difficult trek, and Ruin would have needed just the right person to plan, then survive, the expedition. However, during Vin's day, the well had somehow been moved to Luthadel. Or perhaps Luthadel had been built on top of the well. Either way, it was there, right beneath the Lord Ruler's palace. Why had Ruin waited so long to free himself? And of all the people he could have chosen as his pawn, why Vin? She shook her head as she arrived at her destination, the only other thing of interest in the vast cavern, a metal plate on the wall. She reached up, brushing her fingers across the slick steel. She'd never been an excellent reader, and the last year, spent in war and travel, hadn't afforded her much time to improve her abilities. And so it had taken her some time, feeling her way across each groove carved into the metal, to figure out what was written on the plate. There was no map, or at least not like the ones in the previous storage caverns. Instead, there was a simple circle with a dot at the center. Vin wasn't certain what it was supposed to mean. The text was equally frustrating. Vin ran her fingers across the grooves, though she had long since memorized what the words said. I have failed you. I have planned these caverns knowing a calamity is coming, hoping that I might find some secret that might be of use should I fall to the thing's scheming. Yet I have nothing. I do not know how to defeat it. The only thing I can think of is to keep it at bay by taking the power at the well for myself when it returns. However, if you are reading this, I have failed. That means I am dead. As I write this, I find that prospect to be less tragic than I might previously have assumed. I would rather not deal with the thing. It has been my constant companion, the voice that whispers to me always, telling me to destroy, begging me to give it freedom. I fear that it has corrupted my thoughts. It cannot sense what I think, but it can speak inside of my head. 800 years of this has made it difficult to trust my own mind. Sometimes I hear the voices and simply assume that I am mad. That would certainly be preferable. I do know that these words must be written in steel to be preserved. I have written them in a steel sheet, then ordered them scribed into a plate, knowing that in doing so I reveal my weakness to my own priests. The thing has whispered to me that I am a fool to expose myself by writing this and letting others see it. That is primarily why I decided to go through with the creation of this plate. Doing so seemed to make the thing angry. That is reason enough, I think. It is good that some few of my loyal priests know of my weakness, if only for the good of the Empire, should I somehow fall. I have tried to be a good ruler. At first I was too young, too angry. I made mistakes. Yet I have tried so hard. I nearly destroyed the world with my arrogance, and yet I fear I have nearly destroyed it again through my rule. I can do better. I will do better. I will create a land of order. The thoughts in my mind, however, make me wonder just how much of what I do has been twisted from my original intentions. At times, my empire seems a place of peace and justice. Yet if that is so, why can I not stop the rebellions? They cannot defeat me, and I must order them slaughtered each time they rise up. Can they not see the perfection of my system? Regardless, this is not the place for justification. I need no justification, for I am, after a form, God. Yet I know there is something greater than I,